This is iHeartRadio's Prattcast with Stephanie Pratt and Wells Adams.
Prattcast episode 4 starting right schmow. It's Wells and Steph Pratt coming at you from two different places in the world. I'm in Pebble Beach right now at the AT&T Pro-Am, and you are in London Town still.
Wait, I didn't know you were at Pebble Beach. You got invited to that?
Yeah, dude, I grew up.
Hi, everyone. Sorry.
Dude, I grew up here. This is like my hometown. So when I heard
north.
Yes, this is the winter is coming.
Throwback to episode 1.
Yes, great callback. So when we got the offer to do the podcast from here and go to the golf tournament, I jumped at it. Also, long con, I'm trying to figure out a way to get to play in this at some point in my life. So I feel like this is
a good
start.
You're not playing?
No, I'm just here Instagramming. That's a terrible laugh. That was a very...
My God.
I'm embarrassed for
that
you
was like
laugh.
A shrieking laugh. I'm sorry.
You pathetic loser.
Well, no, you know what it was? I was so jealous because it's like such an exclusive golf tournament. And yes. You know, I used to take some golf lessons.
Yeah.
Not like I ever go to this, but I just know, like, I remember when Chris Harrison went, it was like, yeah.
Dude, he's playing
like
right now.
Josh Duhamel. I mean, like, huge celebs go. So when I thought you were playing next to my boyfriend, Josh Duhamel, I was really jealous. So that was the spiteful laugh. Sorry.
It's been a kind of, I don't know, coming back to earth to realize that I am nowhere near the fame level that you need to be to get in this thing. Like, it's a joke.
Yes, we're reality TV people.
Yeah, I know. So I don't know. I don't know what I got to do, but I've been trying to figure out a way to get in the tournament. So I think this is a good first step. By the way, everyone needs to say hello to Annalise. She is on the other side of the table right now. Annalise, how are you doing?
Good.
Annalise was on Bachelor in Paradise last season, and then you were on Ari's season of The Bachelor.
Correct.
Okay, hold on real quick. And also, Steph, you guys know each other, right?
Yes, we were in San Francisco together
during the Super Bowl
last year.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
It was fun.
I saw you guys made some video where you thought you were getting a rose from Annalise, and then you didn't.
Yeah, wait a minute. Why did we do this again? What happened on your series when...
Alcohol.
No.
That's why you did it.
Annalise, why did we make that video? What was the joke? Was it that you were kissing him and you didn't get the rose? Or
probably that I didn't kiss him. I can't remember, though. I would have to go back and, like, rewatch our video. I think our video was, like, just a spoof on The Bachelor, kind of. I feel like it wasn't, like, a specific thing.
I know. Why
to
were we
me.
Making fun of Ari? Or why were we making you?
Because we were bored and we were at a Super Bowl party.
I like to circle back around to the answer being alcohol. So you guys went to a Super Bowl party, you had a few drinks, and then you made a funny Instagram video.
I also have a picture. I think, Stephanie, were you the one with the Jack in the Box head on? Was that?
Oh my God, no.
Do you remember that Jack in the Box head? I have a picture on my Instagram.
I don't eat fast food.
No, but remember, it was a Halloween costume. Somebody brought it out, and then there was the huge... I'm going to send you a picture.
Yeah, I don't think that.
What if Steph is like a famous DJ, but she wears one of those hats and we didn't know, like she was Marshmello, you know, or Daft Punk, right?
They made bank. They travel everywhere.
Yeah. Anyways, so Annalise, you were on. You had a rough go. Let's just be fair in the Bachelor world. One, you had to date Ari, which I don't wish that on anybody. You know?
Yeah.
And then you went on Paradise, kind of fell in love with Camille.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of showed his true colors in the reunion show.
Yeah.
Here's my
question. Wait, there's a guy named Camille?
Yeah. Oh, look him up
it's
on Instagram.
Name.
Exactly. And
you should have known, Annalise. You should have known.
I should have known better.
That was
right there. That was the thing. That was the red flag. I should have been looking at.
I was like, whoa, I didn't know Annalise turned bi on Bachelor in Paradise. And you said he. And I was like, oh.
It's a very progressive show these days. So here's my question.
Okay.
What was worse, dating Ari or dating Camille in retrospect? in hindsight.
Well, I never felt like I actually dated Ari.
Yeah.
Like, we just hung out in group situations.
Yeah.
We never kissed. Like, I never had a connection with him where I felt like I was dating him. I think that was, like, hard, why it was so hard for me to even be there, because I was like, this is just some dude in the room, and all these girls are, like, you know, and everyone's gushing over about somebody that you're kind of like, I don't know if I have those feelings. I'm trying to get those feelings, but, like, this is a lot of effort for somebody that it should be coming natural if you actually are going to have a connection, right? So I feel like it was very, like, and then Camille, I felt like I had an instant connection with him. So they were just very, very different. Like, I don't know if you can even really compare those relationships.
How were you affected by the ending of Ari's season? Because I know a lot of people were like, Sarah felt victimized by Ari and, like, what he did.
Your girlfriend, or is there Sarah on the show?
No, yeah, my girlfriend was like, she's like, okay, still like mad at him. Like, if we saw him in public, I don't think she would talk to him.
Oh, really?
Which is crazy. So, but as someone who's on the show and obviously probably friends with Becca and Lauren,
yeah.
Like, what was your perception of it? Like, watching it back.
I know it's not good to, like, not have an opinion. I just, like, don't have strong feelings either way about Ari. Like, I didn't watch him and think, like, oh, he's being such a jerk the whole season, or I don't know. I just felt like he was just there. Like, I was more interested in the, like, when I was watching it, I was more interested in, like, the girls, because I knew them. Like, they were my friends. He was just, like, a guy. You know what I mean? Like, because you hang out with the girls all the time. You get to know them really well. You see him for, like, 10 minutes every couple days. So I don't know. I just didn't have strong opinions about him at all. And I think that was, again, like, why we could never have a conversation. Like, he and I just didn't. We just are not people that vibe in the world.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Anyways.
Mm-hmm. But he doesn't make me angry or anything.
I know. You don't care about him at all. I love it.
I know. I'm sorry.
You're the only woman in America that isn't like, I hate that guy.
I know. How are you staying so calm? Are you on medication that I should know about that I want to start taking?
I'm just waiting for my coffee to kick in.
My gosh, the coffee hasn't even kicked in. You're this chill?
So then you go on Paradise. You meet Camille.
Yeah.
And, like, you think you found the guy. Like, I remember having those conversations with you at the bar, being like, I think this guy might be the one. And I was like, whoa, okay, that's a crazy thing to say after meeting him for, like, a couple days. But I'll roll with it. And then that kind of, like, famous reunion show where he just seemed so cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was the hardest thing. I mean, everyone who's ever been through a breakup, you kind of, you know, the energy shift. Like, when they're about to break up with you, you can feel
totally.
You know? But it was different because you already have the sort of, like, the anticipation of seeing each other, the anxiety of being in front of a live studio. Like, I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know if he was going to propose to me that day, or if, like, I didn't know. I thought we were just going to be, like, cool, we're good. Like, we're going to go and spend the rest of the week together. Like, I didn't think anything extraordinary would happen either way. But that's not good television either. we met on the show, obviously, and I felt like we just had a connection. I feel like it was one of those things that we felt more than anyone else ever got to see. And then we left. I, like, flew to New York and met his family.
No way.
Yeah, we talked every day.
Oh, my God. He even spells his name like a woman. I'm Googling him. I need a visual. Because right now, all I'm seeing is Camille Grammer. Oh, he's good looking. Okay.
So,
Oh, no. He doesn't spell like that. That was just, yeah, oh, my God. Everyone searched him spelling it like that. Oh, I'm embarrassing. It's K. K-A-M-I-L. Ooh, Camille. Okay, sorry. Go on.
So, anyway. So, see, this is where I lose my train of thought. Down the rabbit hole. So, anyway. So then we go to the reunion show. We're like, have made plans to spend the rest of the week together after the reunion. So that was also part of the reason where I was like, okay, we're good. We wouldn't make plans to continue to hang out after you're going to break up with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, being really nervous that day. I just felt like something was off. I hadn't seen him. I hadn't talked to him. I just felt like the energy around me, like, there was just something. And
were producers,
I knew it.
Like, kind of walking on eggshells around you?
I just think I, like, my intuition,
did they know?
I think
the producers and Chris know that this was going
to
happen?
Well, I mean, who knows?
I would venture to say yes, because I think that...
I would, too.
I would venture to say that a producer came to Camille and was like, what do you want to talk about? And then he was like, well, I was thinking about doing this or whatever. And then they were like, okay. You know, like, there's always a plan. And I'm sure they came to you and you're like, what do you want to say? You know?
Yeah. So I sat down with Chris. We talked. He was like, how's your relationship? I'm like, well, I mean, it's not great, but we're good. Like, we're trying to figure it out. And he was like, do you think you're going to get engaged anytime soon? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
We're not there. I was like very realistic, I think, about it, but I was not expecting what then happened. He walked out. It was like he had seen a ghost. And he just sat there in like the most cold, for lack of better words. And it was just really uncomfortable, and you could like cut the tension in the room. Everyone, I think, was like, there was no air left in it. That was my moment.
Yeah.
It was not fun. And then I left the stage and I had because Chris said to me, what do you want to do now? And I was like, I don't want to be sitting here. I want to get off the stage. So I left, had like a little meltdown, collected myself, came back on, and then confronted him again. And then I was just like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
I just dealt with the breakup like you do, you know, for like...
Do you remember what you ate after that?
Good question.
Do you remember what your breakup meal was?
Yeah, I do. I do, actually. I went back to the hotel and I ordered a pizza.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
She remembers.
Oh, my God.
Wait, is that a thing?
I love that question. That's such a good question.
I mean, I don't know if you've ever been dumped, but I've been dumped and it's... Where's the food?
What's your go-to breakup meal? This is kind of like your last meal before like you get put sentenced to death, you know?
My
don't
meal
die.
For that is different. A breakup, being dumped, it's mac and cheese.
And cheese. Is there bacon
just
involved in that?
So you feel so sick and you can't even wake up because you're like in this comatose.
Ooh. I think mine would be chicken wings.
I also ordered
vodka.
I think I got like eclairs or something very random also.
Oh yeah.
Because I was just like ordering takeout from some nearby place and we were like in, I don't know, Studio City or something like that. And so there weren't a ton of options. So I was just like, give me everything. But the pizza was the main thing for
sure. That
would be my second choice.
If you were sentenced to die and you got one last meal, what would that be? Steph, you go first.
Ooh, I'm going to go with a surf and turf.
Yeah, okay.
A filet mignon and lobster.
Yep.
My mom's mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Well, I guess any, because I don't know if my mom would be there.
Well, depending on how bad the crime was, I suppose.
Yeah.
If
She's so sick of visiting me in jail, though. You know the stories. Can I go shark diving? No, Stephanie, this is not a trip. You're on probation. And there was another time I was arrested in LA. So yeah, she probably would sit this one out. Surf and turf, sides of mac and cheese, side of pizza, side of a cheeseburger. I would literally make the list every food that I love. And I feel like they have to deliver, don't they?
I think so. What about you?
Caviar.
I would do the same. It would be just like a buffet of all of my favorite things, but there would be like Mexican food, Thai food for sure. Like those two things, I think I would definitely have just because they're like my comfort foods in life, anyways.
Yeah.
And I would probably, and then ice cream, like a big thing of probably ice cream.
Yeah, because you don't have to worry about tomorrow. You know, you can have as many calories as you want. You know, you don't
watch
have to
like heaven have a gate that says,
but also is there
not allowed.
Is there a time limit on when, how long you can eat these things too?
I don't know.
Because I would make myself sick if I had those three things together. After you went, ew. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
And I'm pretty sure that when you die, you void your bowels. So
It's not, well, I'm not cleaning it up.
Lucky yeah, for yeah, them. Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's kind of like your last, like, F you to the world, you know? If you're wrongly accused. I'm going the Indian food. Yeah. I want the worst thing in the world.
Especially if you don't like the guard that you have.
Yeah.
Just look in the eyes. Indian food and Mexican food. Yep.
Just to circle back around, are you in contact with Camille at all? Or is it?
Not really. He's reached out to me a couple times, and I feel like we're like cordial with each other.
Yeah.
You know? Ew, what does he want?
Just like to say Merry Christmas and things like that.
Oh. Do you guys do that? Do you text? Do you text like exes like happy birthday?
Never.
I used to be that person that like on birthdays, holidays, I would go through and text like everyone who's ever impacted my life ever.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, okay, you get one and that's it.
That's it.
You know?
I still do it, but I'm like that weird guy who's like cool with all my exes. I never had like a bad breakup, like that stuff. So I still will do it. Like it's in my calendar and I'll be like, hey, happy birthday, dude. Hope everything's well. Okay, bye. Is that weird? Do you think I shouldn't do that?
No, if you guys are actually friends, then I don't think it's weird. If it's weird.
We're
if
not
you-
friends.
Oh.
But I spend a part of my life with that person, you know? So I feel like maybe I shouldn't do that. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, was it like someone that you dated for like 2 months or was it like a year or 2 years? Like
years.
If it's someone that you dated. Oh, okay.
Years.
Well, I mean, I've never been friends with an ex ever, but I mean, that's nice of you.
All right. Thanks. So, okay. So I have a proposition. Okay. I like this idea. Annalise was on both The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise. She was heartbroken one time and then I guess just kind of indifferent the other. She deserves a shot at love. And the new season of The Bachelor, albeit phenomenal and amazing, it's chock full of nothing but like 25-year-olds. And if you ask me, 25-year-olds aren't ready to settle down and find love. So I'm officially starting the campaign to have Annalise be the next Bachelorette.
Oh my God, I love that so much.
Don't you?
Where do I sign? Where do I? She's the prettiest.
Oh, you're the best.
And the funniest.
We need to have a hashtag.
The problem is that nobody can spell my name.
Yeah.
All of those fears that she had on the series, first of all, the editors were geniuses when they would like come with like a kid and like who was go
I was the only dogs, only person in history basically with a flashback. Yeah,
anyways, I do want to say when I first met her I was like, are you really scared of everything? And God, what's wrong with me? Hey, how are you? She's not. So editors had a good laugh at that.
Yeah, it was bumper cars laugh. That you were scared
yep,
of.
Yeah, the bumper cars.
Oh my God, hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, she's the most down-to-earth, beautiful, funny, chill girl.
Would you do that, though?
And so am I. Why are we single?
Seriously.
Let's
hang out. I need some single girlfriends to go out with. I would definitely consider it, for sure.
Just side me some of them.
If they allowed you to be the Bachelorette, would you go on a bumper car date?
Totally.
Okay.
Oh my God, that should be your entrance. Oh wait, no, she doesn't have an entrance.
You know how many guys would show up in like bumper cars or like do something?
Yeah.
Because it's like the virgin thing with Colton. I feel like there would be, for me, it would be like dogs and bumper cars.
Yeah.
And maybe like 60-40 stuff.
Would you actually be the Bachelorette? Is this like, are you down?
Totally consider it. Yeah. I mean, I feel like if I'm single, why not? I'm like over the idea of dating sites and I've like tried all my ways to meet people. I feel like right now the best way though is to like just be set up. So
what sites did you try? I'm gonna make some notes.
Oh, I've literally tried every dating site.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one do you find the most user friendly?
I tried them back when I lived in New York, like back in the day. It was like 2007 or something, and I met a serious boyfriend.
You've been single that long?
No. I had a serious boyfriend that I met from Match. And so Match was kind of like always my go-to one because I felt like you had to pay for it. So you got people who were like a little bit more serious. Mm-hmm. So I've done Match throughout the years. I've actually like had a couple boyfriends from Match, like serious ones. But I don't love Match as much. I like Bumble probably now. That's probably, if I was to re-go on a dating site, it would be Bumble, I think.
Steph, what are you on?
But aren't you scared that people recognize you and they're like, oh, like, I don't know like what these people want, but
yeah, that's
just like the wrong reasons.
I mean, dating sites right now feel kind of daunting. Like the whole, just the idea of what you just said, but then also just, it's like a full-time job being on a dating site, like responding to the messages and then going on these... I feel like it's like a lot of work.
Maybe that's why I'm single. You want to be the bachelorette? That's going to be a lot of work.
It's a different kind of work. It's a totally different kind of work.
I can't swipe through all these guys, but if they show up in limos, totally fine.
Yeah, because that's them doing the work.
Wait, Steph, are you on a dating app?
I am. Oh my gosh. So Audrina and I made me a Match account.
Okay.
It was ridiculous. Actually, it'll be on the hills. But I can't get off it. Like, I tried to quit it, and I'm still getting messages every second on my email. But, like, I don't know if I'm still paying. I literally did so many things to quit it.
I had that same problem.
It's working. And then I just joined Raya.
Yo, yeah, that's the one for, like, celebrities.
Yeah, thank God Frankie's friend started it, or else I'd have no chance.
I tried, back in my single days, I tried to get on it, and they were like, nope, dude, you're not of the caliber.
Oh, I was on a wait list. Yeah. Gave up on it, like, 2 years ago. It had been, like, a two-year wait list. And then Frankie was like, wait a minute, I'll get you on.
Did Audrina set up your account, or she just was like, you need to get on?
I wanted to, and realistically what got me so excited about it was to do like all the photos, you know, for the profile. So like, you know, I put on fake glasses, so I look studious, in case there's, you know, an old librarian that wants to date me. I just like silly different poses, and then we did the profile together. But okay, there weren't as many questions as I thought. Like, I had a lot more to give.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I met her the other day and I really liked her, and I was like, maybe she should help me with my dating profile.
Oh, you met Audrina the other day?
Yeah, I met Audrina. So now I two people in the Hills family. Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a buddy who was in a band, and they set up a farmers only account for the bass player, and they would, like, same thing. Like, he would keep getting messages on his email. He'd be like, why are people from Farmers Only hitting me up? And for, like, years. And he kept on going on, like unsubscribing or whatever. And then they kept on, like, redoing it. So that's a fun trick.
Very fun.
Wait,
it's
okay.
An annoying trick. I did it to myself. These emails won't stop.
Okay, so if they do make you the bachelorette, hashtag Annalise for bachelorette 2019.
Good luck spelling that.
Yeah, that's a very long hashtag. What kind of guys are you into?
I mean, looks wise, like Camille was definitely my.
Oh, so you're into just Adonises. He's a monster of a man.
He's too muscular for me.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Like, otherwise, I like sort of like pretty boys, dark hair. But I've dated literally across the board, like every type of guy.
Okay.
I'm pretty open. I feel like personality is what really like gets me interested, but obviously like if I'm talking looks, then that's what I'm going for.
Okay.
But personality, I want somebody who's funny, who's well traveled. I always say like a Renaissance man, because I want somebody who's gonna go to a museum with me, who's gonna travel the world with me, who's gonna go to a flea market with me. Like, you know. And
right.
Somebody who wants kids, like somebody who's close with their family. Yeah.
What are some absolute, like, can't do it?
If they definitely didn't want kids, I think that would probably be That would probably be like the one thing that would do it for me.
All right.
Or, yeah, undo it for me.
Well, all the guys out there listening, you heard it here first. If you are drop-dead gorgeous, if you have abs for days, if you have great hair, if you're cultured, if you want kids now, go to abc.com/thebachelor and sign on up. Annalise, you were a fan of...
Oh, we can do better than that. Annalise, give your phone number out.
Oh, my God.
This show is real. Okay, fine. Mine is 310. I really want to. It's really lonely over here in London, but I won't. Okay.
Annalise, you were a fan of The Hills, right?
Like, yeah, I was. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a... Who do you love the most, and who do you hate the most from The Hills?
Okay, so... This is my thing with The Hills, like, reboot, is that I need a refresher on everything.
Yeah.
Because what were we, like, I mean, was that high school, college when The Hills was kind of out? When, what, like, years was that? That it was on.
You're 32, right?
34.
34. Okay, so it was... 2006.
I was 22. Yeah, so that was...
So college.
Like, I had just graduated college.
So 2006 to 2012, because the show ran for 6 seasons, yeah. Right?
So I think I was, like, probably a little bit more into Laguna Hills.
Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach. Oh, my God. See, I can't even think. The Hills. I'm like,
oh,
The
I
Hills.
I actually learned something. A geography thing, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought everywhere in the OC was, like, waterfront. And if it's not... It's called inland. I've never known what inland meant.
It means it's,
so it's just,
inland.
It's in the land.
It's Laguna Hills.
Yeah.
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 So, well.
It's great.
My point being, though, is that I think I was really into Laguna Beach. And then when The Hills came, I had just finished college. So it was like something that I watched. I was still familiar with, like, all of the characters.
Yeah.
But I need, like, a reboot. I always loved, and this is where I'm like, I just don't really remember. I always loved, Kristen Cavallari.
Okay, well, not on this new one, so
I know,
dead
sorry.
To us.
Sorry. I know, and
no,
that's-
No,
and,
but, oh my God, no, okay, first of all, I'm pulling myself out, because I knew you meant to say me, and
yeah.
So I guess we're on the same page with I'm, you know, excluded from this
game.
I
teed that one up for you, Annalise.
Yeah, anyways, so is on the table, even if you haven't seen it lately, whatever you remember, we'll help you with names. So Kristen Cavallari was your favorite.
Yeah. I just always like, well,
who
I just
was the most annoying? You can say me.
No, I don't know. I was going to say maybe your brother.
I thought that. And then I thought me, I went to Spencer and then I was like, wait, actually it could be me. Okay, so the Pratts.
Yep.
just bundle them together.
You just want to be the answer to all of these questions,
we're
I feel
a
it.
Team.
I think I always like really related to it because I was born in Newport Beach, and so I was always like, that's the life I could have lived if
really?
We would have stayed down there. I think that was like, and I was the same age as like most of the people. So it was just like felt like watching my high school being played out just in Southern California. I think that's what I loved about it. So, and then it was like college, but I think that's what I loved about it so much is it was just like these much cooler, more attractive people that were doing exactly what I was doing.
And did you see that Misha Barton's going to be on the show now?
I did see that.
And you were saying that a lot of people think that you look like her.
I used to get that all the
yeah,
time.
I can see it.
And I'm really curious. I'm like, this is where I'm like, I need some previews. I need spoilers because I want to see how she fits in. I'm still kind of confused on
I think
that.
We all are. How does she fit in, Steph?
Awkwardly. I think it's better.
But also it's like it's going to be so
you know,
interesting now.
It's hard for an actress to come to reality TV.
Yeah.
You know? Because we're not on a studio sound set. So when Misha's pulling up to the beach, she's like, what's going on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's used to like, hearing
so
action.
It's a hard transition for an actress, I'm sure. So it's a bit awkward at the beginning, bless her. But she fits in great. she gets along with everyone, unfortunately.
What does that mean?
Really wish she'd take my back on some of the fights I'm in. But it's good that she is just that nice and that lovely. So she's definitely not one of those girls that talks about you behind your back, and definitely, you know, not like this happened to me, but if you drink too much, you know, she might be like, okay, you're done. I saw her do it to someone else.
Wow. She stopped someone? That's nice.
Well, actually, she told me.
Oh.
It was, she told the producer, stop sending Stephanie champagne. So I really appreciate that. That's looking out for me.
That
so
is nice.
I'm a huge Misha fan.
Wait, I was wondering, do you ever get mistaken for like the sister of Chris Pratt?
No.
Oh.
Thank God, because I used to think I was going to marry him.
Oh.
And well, then my mom just told me he was engaged. I was like, to who? Because I live in a bubble over here. And my mom was like, Katherine Schwarzenegger. And I was like, she's 22. She was like, no, she's not. And I was like, okay, fair.
God,
so my brother just ran into him, though.
Really?
I can't remember where. I didn't watch the clip, but
I can't imagine.
I saw something that said the Pratts met.
Yeah, because like Chris Pratt is like this like religious, wholesome, wonderful guy, and then your brother, not that. So I imagine
spiritual, wholesome guy.
Did he give him like a crystal?
Yeah, I don't know. I wish I had asked. I'll find out. I'm quite curious.
You need to report back.
I love Chris Pratt. Actually, I read an interview when he was going through his divorce with Anna Faris, and he said, like, basically what got him through it was this one book called Faith Forward.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was, you know, in dark times last year, I read it, and I was like, this rules.
Wow.
So, Chris, a little shout out to that book.
Chris helped and Spencer met at the Forum in Inglewood. I'm not sure yet what they were doing. They ran into each other at Bellator 214.
Hanging out in Inglewood? That's bizarre.
I don't know what Bellator 214 is.
Is it
Oh, they were at the UFC fight. Oh, they were
watching
fight.
A fight. Yeah, because he's friends. He's got a good friend who's a fighter. I know that. Interesting. Well, wait, do you guys spell it the same?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is God. There ever? Have I mean, you
my
ever
brother
looked
used
into
to casually say that that was our cousin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that would be a perfect. If you did marry me, perfect. You would have to change. Like, you keep the same driver's That's license.
Why? Because I love my dad so much that if I get married one day, like, I don't even want to change my last name because, like, I love my freaking dad. And I just always want him to be a piece of me. So I was like, this is perfect.
Did you slide in his
DMs,
though?
He was funny on. No.
Dude, come on, man.
When people say slide into DMs, who's looking at their DMs? I don't even have notification for my messages.
Sarah Hyland.
Like, my text messages.
Yeah, I get that. Wait, so I went to the Super Bowl, by the way. I wanted to tell my funny Super Bowl story. You guys ready for this?
So ready.
Yes.
So Sarah and I go to the Super Bowl, and we're at the it's like the DirecTV night before party, and the Foo Fighters were playing. It was really cool, right? And it was star-studded. And so Sarah is really good friends with Vanessa Hudgens, who was with us like all night. And Sarah had done a movie with Paul Rudd as a kid. She played Paul Rudd's daughter in a movie called Object of My Affection. And I'm a gigantic Paul Rudd fan. I think every guy is a gigantic Paul Rudd fan, and you think that you would be best friends with Paul Rudd.
So, and girls, too.
Exactly. And every girl's like, and I would also like to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I say, holy crap, there's Paul Rudd. Will you introduce me to him? And then at the same time, Vanessa Hudgens goes, oh my God, there's Paul Rudd. Sarah, you know him. Will you introduce me to him? So she was like, yeah, what? Okay, let's go. So we walk over to meet Paul Rudd. And so obviously Paul Rudd knows who Sarah is because they work together. And obviously Paul Rudd knows who Vanessa Hudgens is because everyone knows who Vanessa Hudgens is, right? And obviously, I'm like the odd man out, and I'm feeling awkward. You know when you're feeling awkward and everyone else is, other people are talking, and you don't really know what to do, so you're kind of like looking around, you know, like just like checking out the scene. And so here's the deal. Sarah and Vanessa are like the same height. They kind of look similar, right? Like they got the same kind of dark hair. And so I'm like looking around, like trying to play it cool. And I start rubbing Sarah's like lower back, you know.
Oh, no.
And all of a sudden, my hand gets slapped away and I look down and Vanessa's like, "That's my back, dude. What are you doing?" And I was like, "Oh my God." And she was like, "Honestly, this is really funny. This has happened actually like in the reverse. Like my boyfriend thought that Sarah was me. So it's like totally cool." And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm terrified." One, because Paul Rudd's like, "Why are you stroking this other woman's back?" And she's like, "It's totally fine." And then I would be like, "Sarah, I'm so sorry. I actually rubbed Vanessa Hudgens' back. I didn't mean to." And she was like, "Oh, I don't care, whatever." And then Vanessa goes, "It was a really loving, touch. Like, I felt really loved." So that's my Paul Rudd story.
That's your karma for getting your butt grabbed your Bachelor premiere.
What?
One of those old ladies are grabbing.
Oh, yeah. They were goosing me. That's totally true. Yes, I got to meet Paul Rudd. So I know what you're thinking. Is Paul Rudd as cool as you think? The answer is no. He's more cool than you think.
Oh, God, you just gave me a heart attack. I was like, whoa, this is getting crazy.
No. He was so nice. And I wanted to wear a suit to this party. And Sarah was like, "Don't wear a suit. Like, no one's going to be wearing a suit. Like, just wear like a leather jacket and like look cool. But like, don't be that suit guy." And I was like, "Okay, fine. But I just want to go on record as saying I want to wear a suit." And then what is Paul Rudd wearing? A cool, slim, European cut suit. And I was like, "See? He's wearing a suit." And Sarah goes, "You're not Paul Rudd." And I said, "You're right. And you're not Vanessa Hudgens." And I learned that the hard way. And there you go. There's my story.
It looked epic. I was watching your guys' stories.
Dude, it was fun. We had a lot of fun. The game sucked, but whatever. Okay, I think that
Who won?
The Patriots won.
They always win.
I know. It's so annoying, right? Annalise, you gotta go jump on a plane right now, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
All right, dude. hashtag Annalise for Bachelorette 2020. Let's get that thing trending right
now.
No,
2019.
2019, whatever. Whatever year, it doesn't matter.
I'm like, let's not make it. I can't be older. I'm already like too old to be the Bachelorette.
The 25-year-old guys and a 45-year-old.
Thanks so much, dude. Have a safe flight.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Annalise, thanks so much. Hopefully I'll see you in LA.
Yeah, or in London. I'll come out there.
I'm coming to LA.
Okay. Well, I'll see you in LA then.
Yay. Have a fun weekend.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Real quick. When are you not going to be in London anymore? When are you coming home?
Phone home. I'm actually leaving on Monday.
Are you coming back?
Yes. I got some work to do.
What
I
do
just
you
got the extensions put back in. Had a laser facial last night. Hair colored Thursday. Nails, brows. I'm coming in hot.
All right. And you're coming in because of what?
My God. I didn't mean like I'm coming in like pretty hot. I meant like I'm coming in like that saying. Like yeah. Coming in hot. Like,
yeah, no.
I wasn't saying I was.
Well, I mean, but also you just said like all the things that you like did to get ready. So yes, you are coming in hot.
You know what? True.
Yeah. Just
meant
it
in both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been like such a nice filming hiatus. I've only been here for 4 weeks, and my work here is most of it's design, so it's not on camera or anything. And I had my extensions taken out like the day before I left, because I actually really hate extensions, and I haven't worn makeup once in 4 weeks. No spray tans. Like, it was just the best. I'm, like, at heart, a very low maintenance. Like, I used to live in Hawaii. I could totally go back there and live, you know, with one pair of sandals and a few, like, cozy, you know, shirts and bikinis. Like, very minimal. So now with all this fake stuff on me, I'm just like, ugh, this sucks.
Oh.
But I need it for continuity.
Yeah, I get it.
Or else I might be fired. So when I get back to L.A., I have Tuesday, and I'm getting a spray tan. And then Wednesday, I've got two photo shoots. Thursday, another shoot. Friday, filming. And then more of photo shoots and filming the next few weeks. And then we start our press tour in New York. So it's going to be quite busy when I get back.
Do we know when the show's going to be airing yet? Is that still up in the air?
You know, they haven't confirmed it, but from looking at my press schedule in New York, I'm thinking it's early April.
Okay. I love it. All right, well, come home soon, okay?
Okay, so, oh my gosh, wait, you know what you should do
what?
For this skull thing? You should ask to be the ball boy. Then you're kind of in it.
Wait,
you know what I'm saying?
No, the ball boy.
Or at least offer to clean them. Oh my gosh, have you seen Happy Gilmore?
Yes.
Do you remember when he hires the homeless man?
Yeah.
And the ball washer?
Yeah.
He's doing his underwear and his socks.
Okay, so you want me to be the homeless caddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not caddy. I think they already have caddies.
Yeah, okay.
Go for the ball boy.
I don't know what the ball boy is. Like the guy that picks up all the
you
balls in the range?
Pick up the balls.
Picks up the balls in the range?
Find your favorite celebrity and be like, I'm going to look after your balls. Oh my God, no. Again, I need to think before I speak. Boy.
Hills, yeah, show's over. We got to end on that one.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure.
Yep.
I'm happy we're back weekly.
I know. I missed you. I'm going to jump on out, go find Chris Harrison and tell him I want to clean his balls. I'm sure that'll go down real well.
And pitch Annalise as well.
Yeah. All right. Later, dude.
Follow Prattcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.